thing that I wanted to tap your expertise on. Increasingly, especially in the past couple of years, there's a lot of cross genres.
Right.
This thing called post-dramatic theatre, which is a little bit like docudrama, but not really docudrama. And then there is a crossing of, like, for example, Near Dreaming, which is a piece of theatre with music, but it's not exactly musical theatre.
Right.
So when you're dealing with hybrids, how do you approach when you're dealing with a piece of theatre that is so hybridized? I mean, what do you tap on?
Yeah, that's interesting, because at the most basic level, it does make one think hard about whether you should be assigning, say, a classical music person or a theatre person to be reviewing, say, a very avant-garde type opera, which is, you know, as an example, right? I mean, there are some productions where conceivably someone, okay, I mean, an example, A Rite of Spring. Yeah, that was dance, but it was also classical music, because TBO, Philharmonic, was playing on stage, as it were, right? So I remember that we had to think about whether we wanted to send the dance reviewer or the classical music reviewer. So I think increasingly, we have to make those decisions. And I did ask some reviewers, I said, what would be your take on it, you know? And one of them said, why don't you ask the director or the creator of the work whether he or she thinks the work is leaning more towards theatre or classical music or dance, and then decide from there. So that's one way of looking at it, I suppose. But another way of looking at it would be we just make it an assessment based on what we know of the production, and then it is the onus on the reviewer to review it knowing that it's a hybrid, meaning not to be too purist in one's approach to, you know, in according to the standards of the genre. And I mean, for theatre, I think we are more naturally accepting of such artistic polygamy, because there's a lot of mixing, right, in theatre. It's always been that. So I think the challenge is maybe more for the other, say, like the classical music reviewers or the dance reviewers or whatever, to be. But yeah, I think the challenge is to review it as knowing that it's a hybrid. Yeah.